Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
For the past several days, we've been examining the safety, or rather unsafety, of abortion on women, despite all of the rhetoric from the abortion industry which would have us believe otherwise. But what about those women who don't buy into the abortion is my only option rhetoric? Despite all their talk about choice, those at abortion clinics who counsel women on their options often act as if abortion is a woman's only realistic alternative. This simply isn't so. Throughout the United States, there are nearly 3,000 crisis pregnancy centers staffed by volunteers ready to provide real help to women facing unplanned or untimely pregnancies. In addition to providing pregnancy tests and counseling, these centers often offer a full range of services, helping women obtain housing, maternity and baby clothes, baby equipment, pre- and postnatal medical care, legal assistance and financial support, information about adoption, and even advice on how a woman in school can continue her education. Offering real and tangible assistance, these centers have helped thousands of women to realize that they didn't have to choose between their own lives and the lives of their unborn babies. Unlike their counterparts at the local abortion clinic, the volunteer counselors at your local crisis pregnancy center do not have a vested financial interest in the ultimate decision you make. Their concern and commitment are genuine, so you can count on them to stick by you through the tense and sometimes difficult months ahead. If you've been listening this week and you've been considering abortion, I ask you to simply look in the phone book under Abortion Alternatives to find your local crisis pregnancy center. They can help you explore other options instead of abortion. They will be there for you, helping you every step along the way. Regardless of whether your family or friends think you're doing the right thing by refusing to have an abortion, the fact is that you are. Abortion is a very bad thing for both you and your child. Your local crisis pregnancy center can help you. The National Life Center is a resource you can call if you don't know how to locate a crisis pregnancy center or a pregnancy resource center near you. Just call 1-800-848-LOVE anytime, day or night, to find the nearest pregnancy center in your area. You'll find someone who genuinely cares about what happens to you and your unborn baby. If you are interested in volunteering for your local pregnancy center, thank you. It takes caring volunteers like you to keep pregnancy centers running so they can help women and teenagers who are facing an unexpected pregnancy. There are alternatives to abortion. Keeping a baby is often the option that most women choose, but for some very brave women, they choose to place their child for adoption. Knowing that their child will have a loving and caring home with the support of parents who consciously chose to adopt is reassuring to many women who choose adoption as an abortion alternative. Today, more families and birth mothers are choosing open adoptions. This type of adoption involves some ongoing contact between the birth mother and the adopting family. The family often provides updates on events in the child's life. This is just one of many options open to a woman facing a crisis pregnancy. Whatever a birth mother decides to do, whether she keeps her child or places him for adoption, she needs to know that she is doing the right thing by providing life for her child. If you would like more information on abortion and alternatives to abortion, please visit our website at prolifeperspective.com for information about adoption, alternatives to abortion, and how to find a pregnancy center near you.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.